First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. AnantaForbes.com is her website. Where are you right now?
I'm in the Azores. I'm in Punta Delgado and Buenos Aires.
Nice. I've been looking at your photos on Instagram and Facebook and following you there at Ananta Forbes. Some amazing pictures and some amazing sights. So let's just talk about some of the highlights from your past week as you finished up your river cruise, I think.
That is right. So we were very fortunate to be on the Avalon Allegra, and it's a beautiful ship. It's slightly different. I think we mentioned it last week from its sister ships, carrying only 102 guests instead of its usual 166 guests. And that's due to the size restrictions on the Douro River. Now, it's also noted or noteworthy for having Avalon's first onboard pool, which resides on the top level of the sky deck. And it really is appreciated because there were some really nice sunny days and warm temperatures to enjoy being outside. It's also very interesting to be up there when you're going through a lock. Because the locks, as I had mentioned, are marvels. Like, they're so efficient. They're so, well, it's just amazing that you can go from one level of the river to another so easily. Obviously, easy for me because I'm not navigating the boat through them. But the crew does an amazing job. And also, you know, being on deck, sometimes they have al fresco sky grill. So it's a barbecue lunch that usually takes place once or twice a week, depending on the weather, because it can't be too windy. But we enjoyed it definitely. And it was a nice, so you could kind of watch the river go by. Talking about meals, most meals are served in the dining room. Breakfast and lunch are buffet style with quite a few a la carte options available to order. So like for breakfast, you can have Eggs Benedict or waffles and burgers in the afternoon. And then dinners are a four course meal. Lots of healthy options if you choose to go that route, called Avalon Fresh. But if you want a quicker or a lighter bite, you can go upstairs to the bistro, the Panorama Bistro, and that's where you can dine on self-serve small plates in the Panorama Lounge at dinner time. And sometimes that's just nice because you don't want to dress up for dinner all the time. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to sit through sometimes, you know, they want to serve you properly and well, you know, at dinner time, right? But sometimes you just don't want to do that. You just want to hang, like pretend you're...
Well, especially if you've had a busy day, right? If you've been in the ports or whatever and you're running around and the heat will wear you down. And so, yeah, sometimes you just want to eat and then just relax, right?
That's right. Yeah. So it was good to have that option. And again, you know, one of the nice things is that the menus are very Portuguese driven, and that's thanks to the ship's Portuguese chef. Now we have to just give a shout out to the chef, because one day he hosted a little culinary demonstration where he showed us how to make an almond cake, which was very, and then we got to taste it. So that's always good when you get to taste food. And so he did a really nice job, and then you got a menu or a recipe to take home. So it was really nice. So we sailed an 8-day tour, and it was called Vida Portugal, Vineyards and Villages Along the Douro. And it's round trip from Porto. And you have different excursions available to every day. And sometimes, you know, they're at no cost, and sometimes they're at an additional cost. So you could actually be very busy and go in the morning on an excursion and go in the afternoon. And they have a selection of different excursions, whether it's classic, active, or discovery excursions. And they represent a different range of activity options. So you can do like a guided day trip to Braga, or you can hike through the wine country. You can go on a coastal bike ride accompanied by a biologist, or, you know, a visit to a Roman monastery. So there's lots of opportunity to taste wine and other and port along the Douro Valley, as well as experience different cultural things that happen on board. One of the fun things I did was I got to paint my own tile. So this local gallery kind of came in, and the instructor told us, you know, how to engrave from a pattern. And then you just kind of outlined and filled in with different colors. It was really fun.
And it sounds like fun.
It was fun. And then as far as entertainment, we got to see flamenco dancing. There was a fado performance as well. So really, like, you can enjoy yourself. Like, it's not like a disco. So don't expect high energy dancing or anything like that. It's very relaxing, very focused on enjoying the destination. It was really fun. Like, it's really good. And you know, cruising along the Douro River in Portugal is different than any other cruising in the European rivers. Like, the Douro has a series of locks that are narrower than the Rhine or the Danube. So the ships are smaller in scale and typically shorter and carry fewer passengers. So, as I say, really interesting to go through the locks. And if you're any, just even from a person that is not in, you know, like an engineer, but just interesting to enjoy and to do it. The ship also offers complimentary Wi-Fi access, and it's called Starlink, and it's really good. Like, it was quick, it was efficient, there wasn't a cost to it. So I think that's really important, because I think Wi-Fi should be included in hotels, throughout your attractions. Even on the tour buses, there was Wi-Fi. I thought that was good, because
people want to be connected now, no matter what. Like, it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you have the Wi-Fi, especially when you're traveling and you don't want to be using data, right?
Yes, absolutely. Because data does add up, and we know Canada has some pretty high charges related to us. So, I think that's important, and it's nice to have it, very much so. So as far as, you know, just the layout of the ship, we talked about the sky deck, and then this is where your adventure host will lead classes so that you can start your day with yoga or Pilates or stretching exercises. And I just want to say I didn't do any of those, but they were there if you wanted it, right? And then midship on the royal deck is your embarkation point, and it's home to guest services, the adventure center, and for excursions and port information. And this is where our cruise director, Ingrid Brantz, was. And she was just a font of information, very kind, very patient, helps you so much along your cruise. So take advantage and listen to your cruise director, because they'll make your cruise so much better. Located on this deck in the aft is the club lounge, which is, it offers a variety of coffees and teas, water, like plain fizzy or flavored and hot chocolate. And, they also have like a modest, like library with some decks of cards and puzzles. So there's entertainment if you wish it, like if you're, you know, you need that little bit more, stimulation. And then the panorama lounge is forward on the royal deck, and it accommodates passengers on couches and chairs and table setups, and there's another coffee bar there. So it was very like, you didn't have to there wasn't a lot of navigating the ships. Like, you know, of course, on ocean cruises, the ships are quite big and you could get lost. You couldn't get lost on this ship at all. One of the nice things about the panorama lounge is it has an outdoor observation deck, and it was like a prime spot for watching as the ship transits the locks. And, it's a nice gathering place, and a lot of people would enjoy the opportunity to go there for happy hour and so on. And then there's the Sapphire deck, which is where the dining room is. And it's beautiful that you can see great vistas outside. And there's also cabins on that deck. And then the lower deck is the Indigo deck. And this has quite a few categories of deluxe staterooms. It has a very small fitness center, which I never saw being used. And it has basic equipment like a treadmill, a bike, yoga mats and blocks and resistance bands. But it's there if you want it. But, you know, you're in Europe, I'd go for a walk if you can.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many places to explore. You don't really need to go on a treadmill. You can go for a walk and see all the beautiful scenery, or you could even, you know, use a bike, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. So just talking a little bit about the places where we visited. So we started in Porto, and it's a coastal city in the northwest of Portugal, and it's known for its historical center, Rubina. I'm not going to say that right, Ribeira. And that's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and it features a lot of narrow cobble streets, and it's got lots of merchants, like houses and cafes. It's a good place to enjoy your port wine. And that's where we stay the first two nights when we arrived. And it was nice. It's a good walking city, really good. Another of our destinations on excursions is Braga. And it's known for its religious heritage, and it's nicknamed the Rome of Portugal due to the numerous churches. It has one of the oldest cathedrals in the country, built in the 12th century. So, you know, that's an opportunity to explore the different Baroque architecture that's there. And then we also went to Regra, which is a town, again, in northern Portugal on the banks of the Douro River. And it's an important center for port wine production in the country and has a very rich wine making heritage. And so one of the excursions there, you could visit a historical wine farm. The tour is conducted by a countess who owns the estates, and it dates back to the 16th century, has a beautiful manor house, gardens along the along with wine and olive oil production facilities. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice place to visit. The countess is quite charming. A lot of the guests were quite taken by her. So it's kind of nice to, kind of relate to somebody or enjoy somebody that's passionate about their history. You find these gems of people along the way, especially in the tour guides. They really mm-hmm. are passionate about their country, about, you know, what they believe in, whether it's sustainability or just the history of the place. So I think part of the charm of an excursion could be, or sometimes could not, but the guides, they really are very quite lovely. There's a full day where you could go to Salamanca, which is a historical city located in the western part of Spain in the Castile and Leon region. And a lot of people went there, and it was really full of cathedrals built in the Romanesque architecture and Renaissance style. So that was a full day. That it is a bit of a journey by bus. But there's lots of enjoyment in being there, and you're visiting a different country as well. I have to tell you, one of our stops, they were getting ready for a festival that night, and they were selling wine, and so you could have a glass, a healthy glass of red wine or white wine. So, our glass of wine costs 60 euro cents. So two glasses of wine was less than $2 Canadian, and it was good wine.
Nice. That's what I like.
Yeah. So little things along the way that you can just enjoy. And then the cruise ends up in Porto. And Porto, they take you on a city tour, which is really good. You overnight there as well. So you can go out and you can, you know, explore the town if you wish. In the afternoon, they have a shuttle bus running to and from the ship to downtown Porto. The ship, because the ship docks in Porto overnight, it's easy to get an early morning flight home. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to spend a night in Porto before you can catch your flight. You can go.
Yeah, because you're already there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and that's nice too, because sometimes people just want to get going.
Yeah, you're right. Once you're all packed up to get off the ship, no matter what, if it's a river cruise, ocean cruise, you're in that I want to go home mode.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's nice to be able to do that.
Yeah. So that was my river cruise.
Well, that all sounds absolutely amazing. It sounds like you packed in a lot over the past week, but it all sounds very relaxing too. I think that's a word that popped in my head when you were describing, you know, floating along the river and you had a pool on top and you, a barbecue, weather permitting, and that kind of thing. So lots of things to see and do, but then also very relaxing as well. And you know, people can follow you on your Instagram and Facebook pages like I've been doing. Adonanta Forbes, lots of photos there. It looks really, really amazing. So now you're in the Azores, and I think we'll when we hook up with you next week, we'll talk about the Azores and get the whole lowdown and your experience then.
Yeah, it's been a beautiful trip so far and a good way to immerse yourself into Portugal, which is, you know, a top trending destination. So look forward to sharing that with you on next week.
Sounds amazing. Again, Odanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her adventures in Portugal on her Facebook and Instagram pages and on X at Odanta Forbes. And her website is odantaforbes.com. Sounds amazing, Odanta. Can't wait to hear more next week.
Take care. Have a good day.